Now, what does this mean for the communities around the Murray-Darling? How have they been responding to this fantastic development?
Well, I think this has been several weeks as that water has rolled down from southern Queensland into New South Wales and all the way down to the southeast corner of New South Wales, as you say, to join the Murray.
Mm.
And we've been monitoring that over the last several weeks. And it's just as it goes through each town, the towns light up, basically. They haven't seen water in such a long time, and actually see an empty river in a lot of cases, actually with water in it as it's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's just a joy to everybody, whether you're First Nations people, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a member of the community, whether you're interested in the environment. It's just joy everywhere, and we've just been delighted that whilst the drought probably hasn't broken completely, at least there's some water in the system.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
Now, Philip, how long will it take, do you think, for the rivers to replenish and revive themselves in terms of ecosystems and fish and plants making homes in these river systems?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Almost instantaneously, you see the response from the natural environment. I was out shifting Murray cod from one isolated pool in the river in the Darling near Menindi in January to another better, a deeper isolated pool, and you're just amazing how to see when those pools are sort of filled over with water. Suddenly, all the fish are there. You just wonder where they've come from. But in the long run, though, we're talking about trying to restore. Not going back to pre-settlement times, but we're trying to build back the resilience of these systems, and that can take decades. So while you have this first flush of water, which is so important for that immediate reaction, we're really talking about trying to make sure that the rivers are able to handle the periods of drought that we have in Australia, or better able to handle than they have before. And that's what we've been engaged in. There's both the short-run and instantaneous response, but also that long-run health is what we're trying to bring back to the whole of the Murray-Darling system.
And what kind of systems are you putting in place to ensure that that long-term health is sustained and is something that we can see for generations to come?
Well, there's this thing called the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, which the six governments, the five state and territory governments and the Commonwealth, put together back in 2012 to return water to the environment. So roughly speaking, about 20% of the water that was being used in agriculture and in towns has been brought back by the Commonwealth one way or another to make sure that water stays in the river and sort of contributes to that long-run health of the river so that it is actually sustainable, so that people, towns, industries can still be around into the future. We know we've got a healthy river when we implement that plan.
Absolutely. We're seeing water flow into these parts of the river that hasn't seen water for up to 2 years, as we were talking about before. Do we need another significant rain event to see those levels increase? Is this something that will be sustained for any lengthy period of time?
I think the short answer is we're not out of the drought yet.
Yeah.
And so whilst this is a lot of water that's come down the northern part of the basin from Queensland and northern New South Wales, and whilst there's been a lot of rain on the eastern seaboard and the coast, Sydney and Brisbane, Melbourne, etc., it's actually the drought really hasn't really been broken. The storage levels in our dams in both the north of Australia, north of the basin, but also down in Victoria and New South Wales, southern New South Wales, they haven't really changed because the catchments are so dry. It's like a bit of really dry carpet. You can put water into it if it doesn't sort of run off until the carpet soaks up. And so we've got a long way to go to replenish those water stores in the soil. And remember that in Queensland, that some of the parts up there haven't seen rain at all in 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's a long way to go before you could declare the drought over. And I think on the east coast, you can definitely, it's probably much too wet, but out west, we're still trying to fill up the dams. The overall storage levels across the basin are around 27%.
Oh, wow.
So it's still pretty low.
But some very encouraging signs with this latest development, and I'm sure a nice boost of morale for communities around the basin as well.
Absolutely, particularly those that, as you say, haven't seen water in 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a miracle almost.
Philip, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for your interest anytime.